This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot happening today, a lot happening this week, a lot that's happened over the last month, a lot that's happened over the last year, a lot that's happened over the last 3 years. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, making sense of all this craziness of leftists. Democrats still triggered over the president killing a terrorist, giving the order to kill, what's his name, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi? Yeah, y'all didn't think I could get that right, did you? Ha ha. Oh, boy, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. When you think about a united America and you say to yourselves, we have Democrats that are upset that the president killed this austere religious person. I think that's what they called him, right? It kind of tells you the state of leftism. The backdrop is that backdrop is all you need to showcase the insanity of leftism. Democrats, leftists, progressives, whatever they call themselves, walking, talking contradictions, hypocrites to their rotten core. That's right, Kevin Jackson's breaking it down for you. I don't have anything against Democrats, per se, as a name, as a group of people. Well, I do. I hate that they tried, that they were the party of slavery and they wanted to keep black people enslaved. I do hate that. But they can't do it the way they did it back in the past, back in the 1800s, 1700s, and 1800s. So they have a different tactic for doing it today. I do hate that about them. I hate the duplicitous nature of Democrats where they hide their evil. Oh, I know there are Democrats who listen to the program and some of you who say, Kevin, you are too tough on these people. No, I'm not. This is tough love for leftists. The people who buy and sell lies. Lies are currency for the left. That's how they get through life, is to lie and lie on others and then pretend that this lie doesn't matter and this one's bigger than that one or whatever. And they scheme, they connive, they are rotten to their rotten cores. There is nothing redeemable about them. Nothing. Oh, Kevin, they have good intentions. Yeah, well, as the old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. People that claim they want to do something good for mankind. If I could, let me tell you, there are times I want to just punch everybody, including some conservatives who claim they have good intentions. They are nothing but scoundrels. And many of these so-called conservatives that have these good intentions, they are nothing but leftists hiding out in conservatism. They don't believe it the way you and I believe it. I could tell you stories. So recently, I'm only to protect the names, but I got a grant to do a project, and they sent us the money, and I held it. I was like, we don't really have a project. I didn't really want to do it. We didn't have the project. I mean, defined to the degree that I felt like we could be successful. So I held the money, and in holding the money, which this group has never had anybody. Well, they had one other person who sent back a check, and I was close to sending it back. Now, the other group that sent the check back found out that these people were conservatives and sent it back. But I was going to send it back because we didn't have the right project, and I wasn't going to launch this project without it. And when I went to meet with this group, they said, Kevin, we were wondering what was going on. I said, well, I didn't have the right project. So I held the check for 5 months. And by the way, it was a significant amount of money. And I said, because I didn't have the project and I didn't have the heart to launch the project and have it fail, et cetera, et cetera. And the person who was in charge of this group said, "What? You know, way to go." He goes, most people, they get a check in hand, man. It's spent. They're running off and running. He goes, our entire board looked at this and said, what are these guys doing? And when I talked to accounting, I told them, I said, I'm not launching this project unless I feel like we can be successful. They said, that told us all we needed to know. It happened one other time. I had a guy who was going to partner with me in a business. And he sent me a check for $25,000. The deal didn't go through. I FedExed his check back to him. And he said to me, he goes, Kevin, you're a stand-up guy. And I go, how am I a stand-up guy? He goes, a lot of people would have cashed that check, and I would have chased them down for a couple years. And, yeah, they would have probably given it back. But it would have been a hassle. He goes, you sent it back. I didn't even cash it. Unless the deal was going to go down, I didn't cash it. So it's twice I've done that. By the way, significant money both times. But here's my point. We're not going to execute unless we know we can do something. But there are many people who will take the money and run, as they say. And Democrats are a perfect example. And by the way, a lot of these Democrats, these progressives, they hide under the R label. Don't fool yourselves. I'll give you a Democrat's calendar to just make my point. For those who say, Kevin, you're just beating up on the left. No, I'm not. I'm beating up on liars and scoundrels. I don't care what you, whether you have a D or an R and an I after your name. Elizabeth Warren has vowed to crack down on school choice. I want you to understand, the worst schools in the country are in black and brown neighborhoods. These people should be able to go to any school we want. We pay our taxes. I should be able to go to any school I want the same way. I don't have to go to the same McDonald's, right? I don't have to go to the same Shell gas station in my neighborhood or whatever. I can go anywhere I choose, except when the government is involved. So Elizabeth Warren doesn't want you to have school choice, which, by the way, you shouldn't even need school choice because the $1.7 trillion we spend on education every year should pretty much dictate that we have excellent products, but we don't. So you got to have school choice. She says, no, we're not going to give you school choice. But her son went to a private school. She paid $18,000 a year years ago. I don't know what that translates to in today's money, but she paid 18 grand a year to send her son to a private school. But you cannot have school choice. Yeah. What's good for the goose is not good for the gander. So this is what I'm talking about. The Democrats that make laws, the politicians who make laws for us don't want the laws to apply to them, whether it's Social Security, whether it's 401k, retirement, medical, you name it. They don't want any part of the very system that they want to burden you with. It's amazing. Let me give you another example. John Leftist Legend, you know what he's up to? He's joined with Kelly Clarkson so they could rework the words to the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. You remember the big controversy over that song that nobody cared about? We've heard it for years. It is an influencing kid. I mean, I want you to understand, they want to rework Baby, It's Cold Outside, but rappers can talk about effing and dissing and blah, 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 and they say nothing. But Baby, It's Cold Outside triggers them to say, we need to change the lyrics because this is a Me Too movement. Oh, but hey, if you want to talk about B's and H's and rap about it and you're black, well, hey, no harm, no foul. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. $66.37 plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Steroid use ruining professional sports?
Steroid? I think it's a good thing. Look what it's done to our baseball players. Roger Clemens, my man, he can throw a ball 380 miles an hour. Steroid. After 20 years, that's a bad mother. I think there should be a whole new league where you can have all the steroids you want. Who cares if you grow another foot? You got 3 feet? Run! Spend $700 for a basketball game. I want to see a mother fly. Let them all have steroids. Boxing. I want to see somebody knock that head off. I want to see a hockey player eat the puck. I'm going to tell you who needs some steroids. The soccer player. 3 hours. The score is 1-1. Give him some steroids. I want to see the score 115 to 150. I pay to see some like that. But you need steroids. I'm going to get me some steroids.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. John Witherspoon. Oh, my gosh. Funny comedian, comedic actor. His stand-up act was weird, almost Kaufman-esque in some regards, but that clip epitomizes John Witherspoon, black comedian, dead at the age of 77, one of my heroes. I mean, I shouldn't say that. That's probably not the right word, but one of my comedic heroes. That's a good way to put it. because he's a funny guy. And he's that natural dude that if he's at a party, he's like me, John Witherspoon. Man, what kind of feet? This is a big feet. You know what I'm saying? John Witherspoon's the dude that will point out stuff that you say, the craziest thing. They typecast this guy in the movie called Boomerang with Eddie Murphy. He played the father of a very straight-laced guy. And he and the lady that played his wife stole the show. It was really one of the best times. When he was on camera, it was hysterical. And this thing about steroids, I swear, that's not even John Witherspoon making a comedy. That's John Witherspoon saying, no, this is what I really think. And what he thinks is comedic. He thought funny. This guy will be missed. He, funny guy, really and truly. And if you get a chance to see his work, you should. I'm glad we have a couple of clips of him that we play from time to time. But here's what they said about him. Oh my gosh, let's see. John Witherspoon, actor, comedian for decades, made audiences laugh in television shows and film, including the hit Friday franchise. Died suddenly, 77. Which, let me tell you, that is a young age to die today. I was telling some friends of mine the other day, I have most of my buddies are in their 70s. Some of them are in their 80s. I was telling one of them, I said, Mike's 79, skis double black diamonds, ripped his hamstring. 2 weeks later, as if he'd gone to Cocoon, he's back on the black diamond skiing. Anyway, they called him one of the hardest working men in show business, died in his home at the age of 77, unexpectedly. His wife Angela, sons J.D., Alexander, and a large family, they were in shock, they said. John used to say, I'm no big deal, but he was a huge deal to us. Born in Detroit, 1942, as John Witherspoon, he launched a comedy, stand-up comedy career and began acting in the late 70s with guest starring roles, making his feature debut in the 1980 The Jazz Singer. Witherspoon appeared in numerous films, including Hollywood Shuffle. He was hysterical in Hollywood Shuffle. Boomerang, I mentioned. Vampire in Brooklyn, horrible movie by Eddie Murphy. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, horrible movie by the Wayans Brothers. But everywhere Witherspoon has a role, he steals it. He steals the show. I wouldn't recommend any of those movies except Boomerang. Hollywood Shuffle was a crazy movie by, I forget the guy's name. I can see his face. And it was the idea of how the roles that blacks were getting in Hollywood, and they called the movie the Hollywood Shuffle, because black people would get slave roles and pimp roles and prostitute roles and things like that. And I applaud the guy for making it. And it's a funny film, but it's a very select film. I would not recommend it unless you just want to kill an hour and a half in some goofy comedy. I happen to like it because I have a strange sense of humor. But Boomerang's worth it. Eddie Murphy does a great job in that, and Witherspoon steals the show. They said his best iconic role was where he played the grump Mr. Jones alongside Ice Cube and Chris Tucker in Friday. I'm not a fan of the Friday franchise, but a lot of folks love it, and, you know, whatever. And then he went on to star in the Tracy Morgan Show, The First Family, and a show called Black Jesus. This dude will be missed because his comedy is like nobody else's. And hate that he's no longer with us. There was another John that died, though, that really died in obscurity. And that's John Conyers. Died at the age of 90. And here's what they wrote about him. One of the longest-serving members of Congress whose resolute liberal stance on civil rights made him a political institution in Washington and back home in Detroit, despite several scandals. He's a high-profile politician, they write, that was toppled by sex harassment allegations in 2017. Looks like he died of natural causes. Let me tell you, if it hadn't been for the sex scandal, John Conyers would have died as a congressman. He wasn't going anywhere. They said, known as the dean of the Congressional Black Caucus, which he helped found, Conyers became one of only six black House members when he won his first election by just 108 votes in 1964. This is 55 years ago. The race was the beginning of more than 50 years of election dominance. Conyers regularly won elections by more than 80% of the vote, even after his wife went to prison for taking a bribe. The voter loyalty helped Conyers freely speak his mind. He took aim at both Republicans and fellow Democrats, whatever. He said then President George W. Bush had been an absolute disaster for the African-American community in 2004. In 1979, he called then President Jimmy Carter a hopeless, demented, honest, well-intentioned nerd who would never get past his first administration. After a nearly 53-year career, he became the first Capitol Hill politician to lose his job in a torrent of sexual misconduct. Well, guess what, John? Katie Hill's following in your footsteps. I don't know how long she's going to live, but she at least retired in disgrace. They said a former staffer alleged she was fired because she rejected his sexual advances. Others said they'd witnessed Conyers inappropriately touching female staffers or requesting sexual favors. I believe it. He's a Democrat. Felt like he was, you know, powerful beyond belief. So I believe it. But I will say this. Nowadays, if you're a dude, if you even touch a woman on the shoulder, if you say, well, hey, ma'am, excuse me, you will be accused of sexual assault. So the best thing to do, I've watched TV shows, I've watched people's interactions together, and guys pretty much just stand with their hands to their side. Now, women, they can come up and touch you and do whatever they want. That's cool. Anyway, here's what they said about Conyers. They said he denied the allegations but stepped down citing health reasons. My legacy can't be compromised or diminished in any way by what we're going through now, what he told the Detroit radio station from a hospital where he was complaining of lightheadedness. This too shall pass. My legacy will continue through my children. Let's hope not, John Conyers. We'll take a short break. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted along party lines Thursday to approve the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, opening a new public phase to the probe and inching closer to articles of impeachment. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, reacts to the resolution.
I want y'all to think about something. This morning, I was in an impeachment deposition, but then had to leave that to come to the floor for a vote on the rules for impeachment. That's what that says it all about this entire process. And it is a sad day. It really is for this country. What the Democrats have put our nation through for now almost 4 years.
Folks in the Midwest are gearing up for an early winter storm with possible lake effect snow. The storm system blasting out of Canada is expected to bring the coldest air of the season to Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know there are people out there who have said, Kevin, you claim that the Democrats are not going to do the impeachment process, whatever, for Donald Trump. What I said is they will not impeach him. And I'm not talking about the Senate, overruling him and not voting on it, whatever, McConnell. I'm talking about the House. Not going to happen. And a few of you, there's some people out there, especially these leftists, that want to gloat. Oh, you think you know so much, whatever, whatever. I don't think I know so much. I just know what's going on behind the scenes because I'm a very observant person. With degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, I am what is called a logistician. I look at the logic of things. And then I make a determination. And that means you assess everything around you. You try to get as much real life environmental, information as you can. And it's based on, some of it's based on experience. Some of it's based on observation. Some of it's based on imperial numbers and knowledge, right? But it all comes together and you make an assessment of where you think things are. And I've made my assessment and I said the Democrats would be crazy. I know they are crazy. Don't misunderstand me. Democrats are absolutely nuttier than squirrel turds, but they aren't that crazy. See, I there's a calculation where you go nuclear, and I say the Democrats will do short of pushing that nuclear button. Now, people didn't believe me, but let me just tell you what Pelosi was asked this question, and here's what she had to say about it.
Speaker, are we happy to talk about the impeachment resolution?
It's not an impeachment resolution.
Ha. Okay, people, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. And we're still at the beginning phases of all this, but I just want you to understand, that was the Speaker of the House. I mean, that was not AOC. That was Pelosi. And she says it is not an impeachment procedure or an impeachment resolution. So what is it? Let me tell you what it is. It's a stall tactic. All this is a stall tactic. This so-called witness to the Ukraine call, Alexander Vindman, one of 8,794 lieutenant colonels in the U.S. Army. I'm not trying to diminish him, but let's just say there's a crapload of them. And Vindman is a clerk assigned to the White House. He's not an expert in Ukraine. He's not an expert in foreign policy. He does not make policy, and he really shouldn't even comment on it. But he's the person that the Democrats have put all their new faith in. Oh, except for the whistleblower. We'll get to that person in just a bit. So Vindman gives testimony. No misunderstand me. He's a lieutenant colonel. It's not low level, but that's not serious brass. Colonel and generals is where things start to happen. Now, don't misunderstand me also. I got a buddy, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who did something very heroic. I respect all these guys for going up through the ranks. But this turncoat that wants to, I don't know, probably lifelong Democrat, one of these new age military guys that doesn't understand the implications of what he's doing, and he's willing to be played by the Democrats, and they're doing it. And for those of you who are worrying, Art and Carl and others, I haven't heard from Carl in a while. Hopefully he's okay. But the ones that write to me often going, Kevin, I don't know what's going to happen, man. And I go, guys, stop. Just stop. Stop being big babies, okay? Just stop. Vindman is, why don't you just stop the next taxi driver in New York and say, here's a person that knows something involved with Ukraine. It's so ridiculous. Unbelievable, folks. This is where we stand. And so we've got Schiff, who they let Vindman testify. Jim Jordan wants to follow up with questions about this because he's got issues. Catherine Herridge pointed this out in an interview on Fox. So let me play that clip.
Catherine, what was your assessment of today's testimony?
Well, Vindman matters because he's on the National Security Council, he's a military officer, and he was listening in, so he had direct knowledge of the phone call. What he said in the deposition behind closed doors today is that he's not the whistleblower. He said he immediately had objections to the content of the calls, and he shared that with his chain of command. One thing that caught my attention is that Vindman said he shared it with people who were relevant and had sort of a need to know and proper security clearances. And if you can just bear with me, the reason that matters is that presidential phone calls are highly classified, and if they're shared with people who don't have a need to know, that would be a potential violation of the leaking statute, which is 798. And if you watched closely this afternoon, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan said that Chairman Schiff repeatedly shut down lines of questioning, including who Vindman talked to after the July 25th phone call. So in other words, who did he share the contents with that call with, and is there a connection to the whistleblower?
So let's be clear on the Kevin Jackson Show. You got this relatively low-level staffer, a person who is in the White House, doesn't make policy. He's a clerk. And he's listening in on a phone call with the president, and he goes, oh my gosh, I don't like what I'm hearing. So then he goes out and shares it. Now, in the real world, I want you to just understand that you've been assigned to the White House, and they say, look, we're giving you the clearance so you can be a part of these calls, because for whatever reason, I don't know what his role is, but, you know, you're going to be a stenographer or whatever. So you're listening in, and you go, I don't like where this call is going. I want you to just understand, you're a low-level person that's just privy to be part of the meeting. It reminds me of management consulting, where we would bring in these junior consultants, and you say, look, come to the meeting, learn, and keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. Unless somebody asks you something specific, then you can ask a question, like your name. Other than that, sit there and look pretty. You have one job. Well, that's what his job was. And people want you to believe that this guy heard something on a phone call and went, oh my gosh, this is horrible what we're doing. And by the way, he has disputed nothing in the transcript. Nothing of what the president says. The president, you know, laid out what he was going to say to Ukraine's president, etc. It's all been divulged. The president released that. He hasn't denied anything. So what is it in that transcript that triggered this man to say, I need to let my chain of command know that the president is actually having a conversation with another president? And I said on a radio show the other day, I said, if this were to pass, if this were to go through, essentially what they would do is they would hobble the president of the United States into any conversations that he could have with another country. How can you possibly say the president of our country cannot say to Ukraine, hey, listen, if you're meddling our elections and you're allowing private citizens like the former VP to stop investigations of their sons, I want to get to the bottom of this. I don't want this happening in your country or anywhere else in the world. And if you don't do that, then I'm going to do blankety blank. There's not quid pro quo. That's a man saying, you better be dealing with us on the up and up. And if we got a citizen who's over there doing things that compromises American values, etc., then I'm going to force you to get into the middle of it. They want that to be quid pro quo. If that is allowed to happen, we are in deep kimchi. Deep kimchi. Now, what's worse is what the tactics being used by Schiff. And here's Jim Jordan commenting on it.
Schiff, I think most of you know that Chairman Schiff has prevented the witness from answering certain questions we have during the deposition. You know, one of the things you do in these depositions is you ask the basics. Who, what, when, where, why? You ask those questions. When we asked the whistleblower who he spoke to after important events in July, Adam Schiff says, no, 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 we're not going to let him answer that question. Even though at the start of every one of these depositions, and you all know this already, he says this is not classified. He tells us that the witness has their counsel there, their lawyer there. They don't need Adam Schiff being chairman and lawyer. But that's in effect what happened today. He would not let the witness. And look, the Democrats run out here and say, oh, the Republicans are trying to figure out who the whistleblower is. We're trying to figure out who a witness list is. The resolution that the speaker has just filed, at some point she points this out in the resolution, this is going to go to the Judiciary Committee. If, in fact, they push it there, there will be witnesses called. We'd like to figure out who those witnesses should be so the American people can get the facts, get the truth, and we know who these individuals are. So that it seems interesting to me that Chairman Schiff is so sensitive. I mean, pointed out last week, there are 435 members of Congress. One of them, only one of them, knows who the whistleblower is. More importantly, who the sources are for the whistleblower that were the basis of him filing this complaint. And somehow he doesn't want anyone else to know that. Mr. Schiff and his staff are the only ones in America who can know. And there's evidence about his sensitivity. You saw it on display today when we tried to ask the witness certain questions and Mr. Schiff would not let him answer.
Jim Jordan makes a great point, and we will do the same when we get back, because let me tell you something. The Democrats don't want you to know who this whistleblower is, a.k.a. Spy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. That's a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com. Or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Oh man, some stories you read just really get you going. This is one I love. I love it when people tell me Hillary Clinton is considering a run. What? Does that tell you all you need to know about these Democratic clowns that are running for president? That they still want this great white hope, and they want it to be Hillary Clinton, a two-time loser. Look, if I'm looking for a coach, I want a winning coach. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I noticed one funny comment when I read that there's one thing keeping Hillary Clinton from running. That was the title of this article. One thing that's keeping Hillary Clinton from running. And some dude wrote stairs. Stairs. Hillary can't get up the stairs. Remember when she almost did the Louie and it took two burly Secret Service men to keep her from falling on her fat face? Yeah. Obvious reference to that. The days where Hillary Clinton was so ill, that some people say they had a body double for her. She had to go to her New York home. And then she came out smiling, you know, like through this very robotic, like, hello, it's okay, I'm alive. And everybody's like, that looks like a body double. Oh, man, too funny. Y'all already know I call BS on this speculation that she's going to run again. Yeah, I think that was a ploy by, what's his name, Steve Bannon. To just get her in the news. Because Democrats are like, no, don't do it. Dick Morris, though, he pretends he knows the one thing that's going to keep Hillary Clinton from running. Can I get a drum roll? Dick Morris, here's what I'm reading. Former advisor to President Bill Clinton, talking on the John Katznadas show about what he sees. What he sees is the only thing standing in the way. A former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton entering the race. Here's what Morris said. This is a dude, Dick Morris, he became popular during the Clinton administration because he was a fixer. And then after that, he was disgraced because he was hanging out with prostitutes or whatever, which, that's up to him. You know, have your own opinions about it. But he became disgraced. But Dick Morris hung around with just this salacious stuff. So here's what he says. My feeling is that she wants to, but she's hesitant because she realizes the timing is bad. She's got to wait until Biden drops out because he's obviously next in line for it. And if he goes away, there's an opening for her. So Clinton brought up the notion in an interview, and here's what she said. We got this clip. You guys, it's a short clip, but this clip cracked me up. Here it is.
So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again.
Hey, Hillary, is this thing on? You lost. This chick is suffering from dementia. She didn't need to take a fall to bust her head and think that she's still president. I'd beat him. We need a rematch. I mean, I can beat him again. Well, Hillary, if you're the president, then why aren't you being president? Why aren't you leading the country? Let me answer for you, because you're not. Your big butt got defeated, and now you're sitting out there going, wah, 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 wah. This is a woman that, let me tell you, if there's anything that shows white privilege, it's the fact that this woman has the nerve to actually say something like this. The nerve. It's unbelievable. Anyway, the thing goes on. It says, Morris, who resigned as Bill Clinton's advisor in 1996 after a tabloid reported that he had a relationship with a call girl, and later supported Republican candidates and conservatives overseas, explained that Hillary Clinton would take former Vice President Joe Biden's spot as the moderate candidate for those looking for an alternative to leftist Elizabeth Warren. See, what this is saying, without saying it, is the left, they don't want Elizabeth Warren. Look, this is old news to me. I don't know if it bores you as much as I'm bored with this, because I have talked about this topic just to the point of ad nauseum. The Democrats don't have any candidate they want. None. I'm going to go into detail about this. So anyway, I'm going to give you the odds, right? Came from a different article. Clearly, odds makers don't think a Clinton run at the White House is all that far-fetched. Here's the latest from Boyata, which shows Clinton a 13-1 trailing Buttigieg, but ahead of Andrew Yang. I mean, okay, let me go back and read this. Oddmakers don't think a Clinton run at the White House is all that far-fetched. She's between Buttigieg and Yang. So let me give you the odds. Back in September, the odds of any of these people to win the nomination, there was no person who you could bet on and it wouldn't go in your favor. Elizabeth Warren, September 24th, was plus 150. So $100 got you 150. 275, Biden was plus 275, Bernie Sanders plus 650. Beto O'Rourke, Tulsi Gabbard plus 5,000, Kamala Harris plus 1,100, Andrew Yang plus 1,000, and Hillary Clinton plus 1,800. Now, I'm giving you numbers. Here's what I'm saying. Elizabeth Warren had the best odds on September 24th, and Joe Biden was second, Sanders third, Buttigieg fourth, Hillary Clinton fifth out of nine candidates. On October 22nd, Elizabeth Warren became the front runner solidly. She's now negative money. So $100, you have to bet $115 to win $100. Joe Biden went from 275 to 400. Sanders went to 750. Buttigieg improved to 750. Hillary Clinton improved to 1300. Andrew Yang plus 1500. And then the rest, Harris dropped quite a bit. Gabbard stayed the same, and O'Rourke dropped. So those are the numbers. Now, they want you, the Hillary Clinton in this race is fifth. She's fifth behind Elizabeth Warren, a candidate that they don't even want. She's fifth behind Joe Biden, a guy who I told you will not be the nominee, and who dropped unquestionably, well, percentage-wise, probably dropped the most. Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, is still leading her. Pete Buttigieg, a little town mayor, is above her. And then Hillary Clinton. So it really speaks to two things. One, Hillary Clinton is, if you want to call that a candidacy and she's rising, I'll put it a different way. And I've said this 1,000 times. If this is such a big deal, I would love to see the Democrats poll and put Michelle Obama in there. Put Michelle Obama. Let's see where she would come in on this poll. This is a woman who has no political experience outside of being first lady, which I think is does fit his experience, but not to run the country. She's got, I mean, quite frankly, no real resume that you can count to. She took money when she was a senator's wife from a hospital that was in triage that couldn't pay its bills. She made a salary of $350,000 a year to do nothing. She's pretty much a failed attorney, doesn't have her license. So what's she going to do? But she could enter this race right now and leapfrog every single Democrat. I would love for somebody to dispute me on that. I would love for them, Kevin, that's crazy. Michelle Obama can't come in and defeat all these people. We got the vice president of the United States. We have a former vice president. The dude who was a banana peel of slip of Barack Obama away from being president of the United States. A guy who was supposed to be Mr. Popular, who gave Barack Obama's administration gravitas. A guy who served in the Senate for over almost 40 years. So he knows politics, and I promise you, again, dispute me, 844-551-8255. Tell me I'm wrong, that Michelle Obama would not come in and jump junior Senator Elizabeth Warren, the new I'm with her, jump over Kankles Hillary, Kankles Clinton, and immediately. Just tell me that I'm wrong. I'm waiting. It's not going to happen because I know I'm right. And this is why I tell you that the Democrats have massive problems, because they effectively crushed Biden. Kamala Harris started it, crushed Biden. And then the next thing that happened was, oh, the new I'm with her. It was, they wanted Warren. They had been grooming her even during the time when Clinton was running. When Clinton got into trouble, Elizabeth Warren was the backup plan. And it was never executed. If you go back and look at the election during that time, Elizabeth Warren was talking smack about Hillary Clinton. And she backed off because they said, look, your time's coming. You don't want me to be your enemy. But now our time's here, and nobody wants any of them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.